Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 28th of December 2024. Today's topic is God Can Use You. Our text today is taken from Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 through 10. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. Verse 2. And the woman conceived, and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Verse 6. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And, behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, This is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, Take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the women took the child, and nursed it. Verse 10. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, Because I drew him out of the water. Key verse. Exodus chapter 2 verse 4. And his sister stood afar off, to wit what would be done to him. Have you ever felt like you cannot do something because you are not big enough? In Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, we read how God used Miriam, a little girl, to save baby Moses. Imagine how Miriam must have felt when God eventually used Moses to save Israel, knowing that she played such an important role in his life. While Miriam was a little child doing normal everyday things, watching her brother, helping her mom, God used her. We may have to wait until we're bigger to do some things. But, just as God did not wait until Miriam was bigger, He does not need to wait until you are bigger to use you to bless others. Maybe you enjoy making beautiful works of art, growing things in a garden. God can use them to teach others to appreciate His wonderful creations. It can also be that there is a child in your school who others bully. Let God use you to show love and kindness to him. This will help the child to know that God loves him. God will always use the things you are able to do right now to serve him. How do you want God to use you this week to bless someone else? Prayer for today. Lord, make me an instrument of blessing to everyone around me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.